Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Thanks for listening on this week heading into Easter with those chocolate bunnies on store shelves now. While those plastic colored eggs that can pop open and put stuff in, it are probably selling more this year with these egg prices. So it'll be interesting to see if those old Paz dye kits are selling this year. And before Shelley Wade's voice jumps in to announce my favorite stories of the day, hey, check out her Goodness Factor podcast. She just had an interview last week with singers Shaggy and Sting. They just did a song together and it was fun hearing them talk music, but also about their mutual connection to Eddie Murphy. That was random and funny.
My favorite stories of the day.
Thank you, Shelley. And now to this 70-year-old foster mom in a Missouri town just north of St. Louis. Well, she had a court hearing scheduled for Tuesday because she's been charged with child abuse and endangerment after being accused of getting so upset with her teenage adoptive daughter last November that she traded her to a friend in Texas. Sent her down to Texas to stay in exchange for a monkey. A monkey. The 70-year-old is also accused of whipping the girl with shoes and a paddle, so all of this is being investigated. Now, KSDK TV5 in St. Louis is reporting a school officer in February noticed the girl was missing classes and started checking on all this. Now, the girl's now back with Child Protective Services, first in Texas, now in Missouri. Now, TV5 is also reporting the Lincoln County woman has fostered about 200 kids over the years, so investigators are asking if any of them were abused by this woman to get in touch with them. She's accused of trading this child for a monkey. That alone is as wild as it is, but sad. And as long as we're on how adults are accused of giving kids issues, they'll have to work through. An assistant principal at Lake Marion Creek Middle School in Central Florida is in trouble herself after the principal reported her the Friday before last, saying she made a 13-year-old rub her feet in her office. ABC 7 in Sarasota is reporting it was a punishment since the boy was sent to the 53-year-old assistant principal's office for acting up in class. But ABC 7 is also reporting witnesses around her office told cops they overheard her explaining how to rub her feet the right way and said they heard her tell him to rub them like he loved her, saying this will help him learn foreplay for when he gets a girlfriend. Now, if this turns out to be true, it is highly likely this woman thinks too much of her 53-year-old shoe fillers, and it's more likely the 13-year-old boy will never want to rub anyone's feet again after that. She's on administrative leave, charged with lewd, lascivious conduct. All right, enough of messing around with kids. Let's lighten things up a bit and check out what this woman's accused of doing last Wednesday after leading Utah Highway Patrol officers on a high-speed chase. And when I say high speed, they say the 45-year-old got up to about 120, 130 miles per hour. So she was flying until troopers set out spikes a couple of times and caught the tires on the second try. So KSL-TV News in Salt Lake City is reporting she pulled over there on I-70, but refused to get out of the car or lower the window. This ended up being a 40-minute standoff, and this woman must have a sense of humor because during this standoff, she was inside the car calling AAA to send someone out to fix her flat tires. And she must have explained police spiked her tires or said something fishy to the AAA rep on the phone because KSL-TV is reporting that rep put her on hold, transferred the call to cops, who then transferred it to the troopers on the scene around the 45-year-old's car. Yeah, AAA was not stepping into that mess, so cops say she gave up, arrested, charged with reckless driving and failing to stop. Here is something to know if out drinking. The way laws are written in most states, an officer can arrest someone for drunk driving if they get into a parked car and fall asleep behind the wheel. And we can also get a DUI for riding a bike while drunk, sort of a BUI in that case. Riding or driving anything with wheels while drunk, that can add up to an arrest, even if it's an excavator. Which is exactly what police in Iowa City say a 40-year-old man was slowly driving along an avenue around 3 last Saturday afternoon. So CBS 2 Iowa is reporting cops pulled over the construction vehicle in the middle of the day and say this guy had already drank enough to blow a .222 blood alcohol content reading on the breathalyzer, which might explain why he thought it was a good idea to drive an excavator down an avenue. Well, CBS 2 Iowa also reporting he had a suspended license for not paying an old fine, so charged with drunk driving and not having a license to drive drunk. Yeah, the court let him out of jail to get a substance abuse evaluation and treatment. Back after this break. But first, give a listen to DJ Greg H's podcast.
It's the hip-hop and R&B journey with Greg H.
Jams podcast mixed with Greg H. Lays in the best hip-hop, R&B, reggae, and soca.
Real hip-hop and R&B matters. The hip-hop and R&B journey with Greg H.
It's not often that you'd want to lean in for a close sniff of toilet paper.
Ew.
But the rose-scented paper rolls from Rosie will make you want to press those nostrils up against a roll. And there, you can inhale the Rosie aroma soon to bless your bottom and feel the four plies of cotton ball softness about to caress your tush. Rosie bathroom rolls, because your butt deserves it.
Available nowhere.
And now, for the world around us.
Live from London, it's Saturday night. SNL is starting a new show in England. Show's in the middle of its 50th season here in the U.S. and announced last Thursday that the U.K. version will have a cast of British comedians and will follow the same format as the original, with a celebrity host, a musical guest, and hopefully a weekend update portion in the middle, my favorite part of the show. Now, we'll see if that starts up this fall, but it's not the first SNL outside the U.S. No, there's still a version of the comedy show on TV in South Korea, while other versions did not last long in the past in France, Italy, Japan. North Sentinel Island in the Indian Ocean is one of the world's most isolated places. It's actually illegal to go within 3 miles of the island, since the Sentinelese tribe living there has been so reclusive for thousands of years. Natives use bows and arrows and spears to hunt for food and to attack whoever comes to shore. Yeah, the AP is reporting they killed an American missionary with arrows in 2018 after landing there illegally, and killed two fishermen in 2008, which apparently was all on an American YouTuber's mind and all he needed to hear to want to go. And police in India say he did. The 24-year-old hopped on a boat and took his butt straight to the shores of North Sentinel Island 2 weeks ago. Now, at least his mama taught him well enough to not show up empty-handed, because cops say this YouTuber left a can of Diet Coke and a coconut as some sort of offering to join the rest of the world. Of all the things to leave behind, not an iPhone or a Wilson volleyball even. Tom Hanks enjoy that, but no, a coconut and a Diet Coke. Now, since he got away alive, Indian officials say they arrested the dude from Scottsdale, Arizona. He's due in court Thursday and could get up to 5 years in prison. A man described in the UK's Daily Mail newspaper as an ordinary office worker in southwestern China came down with a severe cough and needed hospital care. And this is not a warning about some new sickness or another pandemic scare. No, it is, though, a cautionary tale to not get in the habit of sniffing our own socks, because that is exactly what hospital doctors say this guy was doing after work to cause a fungal infection in his lungs. Yeah, the Daily Mail is reporting medics say he told him he would often sniff his socks after a long day at work. So they tested some of his old worn pairs to find the same fungus in his lungs. They gave him some antifungal drugs and say that cleared him up, so he was allowed to go home. But a respiratory doctor told local media in China that socks are a perfect breeding ground for fungus, especially if worn on warm, humid days with closed shoes. So those of us with foot fetishes or love smelling stinky stuff may want to keep that in mind. Back in a moment.
Tired of grocery store sticker shock when you see the price of eggs? Come to J-Dub's Rooftop Market for premium eggs, straight from J-Dub's pigeon coop. $5 a dozen for eggs laid minutes before, fresh out the mother pigeon. It can't get more organic than that. So swing by J-Dub's Rooftop Market at the corner of Clinton Avenue and South 17th in Newark. Drop by.
What's up with what's going down, though?
Okay, can we quit with the who's your top five for this and that? Yeah, I'm on my soapbox right now and was actually sitting right here wondering if I had a what's up with what's going down topic for Tuesday and picked up my phone for a second, got on Twitter or X, and right there, first thing that popped up, a post from somebody with the handle OTG listing top 10 rap duos. Number one, Outkast. Number two, Run-DMC. Three, Eric B. and Rakim. Four, Mobb Deep. Five, Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince. Six, Gangstar. Seven, UGK. Eight, EPMD. Nine, Salt-N-Pepa. And 10, Run the Jewels. Now, the thing is, no one can ever settle an argument like this over music. Different people groove to different beats because, hey, in my book, no way is Mobb Deep at four while Salt-N-Pepa is nine. And Black Star, it's not even on the list. GTFOH. Oh, and he's the DJ, I'm the rapper. Yeah, Will Smith and Jazzy Jeff cleared it up on the album title. He's the DJ, I'm the rapper. So they don't qualify. Nor does Eric B. and Rakim. Rakim's the only rapper. Or Gangstar. Premier, heck of a producer and DJ, but not a rapper. And, you know, social media is filled with these never-ending debatable questions. Top NBA or NFL era or baseball, hockey. Soccer doesn't rate here in the U.S., but these are never-ending debates because fans of every era will have good points and we'll never know since players and teams of different eras couldn't have played each other at their peaks. So we'll never know. But we should know Black Star, Meth and Red, Kid and Play, Pete Rock and CL Smooth should replace Mobb Deep, Eric B. and Rakim, and Gangstar on technicality for the last two. All respect to them. And Mobb Deep was nice, but come on. And, you know, somebody else could say, but what about the Dog Pound, Capone and Noriega, Clips, Neptunes? And they would have good arguments, too. It never ends. So let's just stick to who's your favorite. And at that, someone once asked me for my top five songs from Prince. I couldn't whittle that down to a top 20 if I tried.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
And this song is not one of them, but celebrity birthdays.
Classics. Hey now, this is Mike Mann with more comedy gold right here, right now, from Slammy Sammy.
And from all the other days. Some hawks that wanted to go my way. Took that little girl to a real nice show, but it turned out she wanted a whole lot more. So I went home and packed all my gear, told my lady I'd be right back, dear. She said, okie dokie. Yeah, I should have known better, lady.
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays starting with Tuesday the 15th. Hermione in the Harry Potter movies. Actor Emma Watson's 35. Actor, comedian, filmmaker, and ashtray maker Seth Rogen, 43.
I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you.
Singer Chris Stapleton, man, one of the baddest voices. He's 47. Actor and comedian Flex Alexander, 55.
Touch me now.
Singer, actor, and model Samantha Fox, 59. Actor and screenwriter Emma Thompson, 66. And on Wednesday, Max in Stranger Things actor Sadie Sink will turn 23. Ralphie in A Christmas Story actor Peter Billingsley will be 54. Actor and comedian and original Def Comedy Jam host Martin Lawrence will hit 60. And so will Alan in 2 and a Half Men actor John Cryer, 60.
Runaway train, never going back.
Soul Asylum singer David Perner will be 61.
Love me for a reason.
Youngest member of the Osmonds, singer Jimmy Osmond, 62. Chicago lead singer after Peter Cetera and bass guitarist Jason Scheff, 63, and actor Ellen Barkin will be 71 Wednesday. Just saw her in Poker Face. And on Thursday the 17th, the youngest baby girl in The Bernie Mac Show, actor Dee Dee Davis, will be 29 now. Girl with the dragon tattoo, actor Rooney Mara. Who does she cheer for? Always wanted that. The Steelers or Giants? The Rooney half, probably. Mara will be 40. Posh Spice of the Spice Girls singer and David's better half, Victoria Beckham, will be 51. Actor and Capital One lover Jennifer Garner will be 53.
Yo, I was going to, but we roam cellular phones. Doc Met.
Reggie Noble, rapper and actor Redman, will be 55. Singer Liz Phair, 58, and actor Kimberly Elise, also 58 Thursday. Sunshine, actor Lila Rochon will be 61. First-generation rapper Afrika Bambaataa will turn 68. And Lester Freeman in The Wire, actor Clark Peters, 73. Composer, musician, and producer Jan Hammer will be 77. And that's a wrap for another Real Pod newscast. And anyone curious about the songs between stories in the newscast? Well, I started posting credits on the Real Pod newscast Facebook page, so check that out. And as always, thank you all for listening. And have a great rest of the week. We'll get back to these crazy stories on Friday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Shownuff.